From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into another edition of DeKalb Business Today. This is the Lunch Hour, and my name is Matt Holmes. Glad that you're with us. Executive producer Jason Becknell along for the ride. We got a great panel of guests during this noon lunch hour as well. Before we get to them, I want to let you know about our social media presence. You can follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Make sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X, and a lot of different ways that you can listen to us online. Obviously, hopefully you're listening to our live stream right now on DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com. That podcast will be up there later on, as well as you'll find us on iTunes now, where you can subscribe and download all our podcasts absolutely free. So without further ado, let's get to our esteemed panel this afternoon. First, from ACC Business Services, we have Dwayne Bell and Bianca Crawford. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, Dwayne, tell me your role at CEO, or as CEO of ACC Business Services. What is it that you guys do there?
Okay, well, at ACC Business Services, we do a wide variety of services, including accounting, tax preparation. We write business plans. We do business consulting. What our goal is to help the small business grow in whatever areas financially that we can by providing them different types of services.
And Bianca, you're the business development manager. What all does that entail?
Basically, I just get the coffee.
Come on.
No, as business development manager, I am responsible for being visual to our clients and bringing on new clients to the business. So I'm always networking. I'm always in the field, somewhat of a sales position, as well as I am a tax specialist. So during tax season, I am also a tax preparer. So in the office, I'm multifaceted.
And I would imagine things get awfully busy. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. But first, I want to introduce our third guest, Laura Vandewille. She's the owner of Young Rembrandt, servicing North Fulton and DeKalb Counties. Laura, good afternoon.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this business. This is really interesting, working with young kids when it comes to artwork.
Okay. Originally, I was an educator and worked with young children in child care centers and preschools. But I loved watching their art. I loved watching how their brains think and their progress with art and how that led to academic development and writing skills. So I was kind of burnt out on childcare, so was looking around for something to do. I wanted to work for myself, and I came across Young Rembrandts. And it's an art program. We actually teach the skills of drawing.
And this is something where it's a subject area. Art, music, subjects like that are kind of going away in schools.
Yes, unfortunately they are. And they're a really important part of education because students who participate in the arts have higher test scores.
All right. Well, if you're a multitasker, as we're talking more in these interviews, you're a multitasker, go ahead and check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/YR Fulton DeKalb GA. The website, youngrembrandts.com/North Fulton DeKalb. So we'll catch up with you more in just a second, Laura. But first, back to our crew from ACC Business Services. Dwayne, tell us what sets your business apart from other accounting competition in Georgia. There's a lot of them out there.
Definitely is, Matt. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is providing more personal service to our clients. We go above and beyond what our clients pay us for. They may pay us for one service, but we're going to give them a wide variety of services. Because of our network of people that we know and actually deal with, we're able to provide services to them that we're actually extend an arm to them for different type of services that they may need outside of accounting. So we take a more personal approach. We want to make sure that each client, when they come in, they're going to know everything about their financials. We're going to make sure that we teach them everything that we can while they still maintain and running their business.
All right, time to be a little bit self-serving. We're a new business here at DeKalb Business Radio, not quite a month old. So help me out. What are some accounting steps that new businesses need to take as they get going?
Well, definitely, once you need to figure out what type of entity, whether you're going to go as an S-Corp, whether you're going to go as an LLC, whether you're going to go as a partnership. And I tell any client, even pre-clients, to make sure that you have your business structure. because if not, it opens up the liability. Say if someone, you doing a business service, someone want to come back and sue you, then they can actually come in and sue you for what you have personally. Mm. However, if you have the business entity set up, say if you have a dollar in your business account, then the only thing they can get is that dollar. If you had $1 million in your personal, they can't touch it. So I tell people that it's very important to make sure that you get your business set up. Secondly, not because I am an accountant, but you have to have your accounting in order. And I know I'm a little biased when I say that, but honestly, I tell people that if you don't have your accounting, good accounting set up, normally within 6 months, you're probably going to be closed or in deep debt.
Bianca, I mean, as we talk about small businesses, you're sitting across the table from a small business owner. You're sitting beside an even smaller business owner. How small is too small? Is there a too small when it comes to accounting services?
There is no business too small for accounting services. If you are in the business of making money, dollars make sense, and you need to make sure that your dollars and cents are accounted for. And if they're going to be accounted for, then you definitely need to have your accounting practices thoroughly set up.
Because if you screw up, you're going to be running afoul of the IRS, and I would imagine you guys have seen that, some horror stories.
Can you just stop cursing on air like that? You just said the three-letter word. Oh, my gosh, the IRS. If there's anybody out here who doubts who the IRS is, have you ever gotten a letter in the mail? That is what we are here for. We are here to keep the IRS off of your back. And when you say horror stories, Dwayne and I have certainly been privy to some serious horror stories from our clients directly. One of the genres of business that that we've stepped into with the accounting has been personal care homes, or if someone is familiar with like an adult daycare. Mm-hmm. And that is a very, very special business. First of all, you have to have a passion for that business and for what you're doing. And when a lot of us, you know, when we are very passionate about what we do, we're passionate about what we do, but maybe not so much the financial aspect of that. So we come in with a tunnel vision about being an artist and just wanting to drive the artistry of the business and watching children grow. And you're not thinking about the fiduciary needs of the business. So what's happened with some of what we've seen with the personal care homes is they were so focused on the business that a lot of the practices and policies and protocol and procedure, those things dropped to the wayside. And so now you're in debt to the IRS to the tune of $147,000.
I'm sure they're sympathetic to that, right?
Yes, totally, totally sympathetic, like pay us tomorrow.
So how do you help that type of client?
That's a great question, Dwayne. Are you available?
What we do, Maddie, is we assess the situation. Because a lot of times with these clients, if it's directly related to their taxes, what I'll do is go in and review their taxes. If there's a lot of cases, what I find is that I can amend their taxes. I know we had a client, she owed about $12,000, and now she's going to be owing only $2,000. So the thing is to go and make sure that each client, all deduction and credits are accounted for. And, you know, in the profession, sometimes as accountants, we get busy and we miss some things. So, but I go back and make sure I thoroughly check everything that each client can get all the deduction. Matter of fact, personally, I hate to see, and I hope the Internal Revenue not listening, that I hate to see my clients owe money. So mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that everything that's in the law that they can claim, that I'm going to make sure that they get credit and whatever deduction that they can for that.
If there is somebody who's in arrears to the IRS, are they treated differently if they're just trying to handle it on their own and get out of debt to the IRS on their own versus we know the IRS knows they've got ACC Business Services working to help them?
Well, it's not honestly, you have a lot of companies out there that promise they can get you pennies on a dollar. Mm-hmm. And some of them can, but actually the thing is knowing what's wrong. If you know what's wrong with your taxes, then you can actually do it yourself. What we come in at ACC is we identify what the problem is. A lot of clients, they may go in not knowing what the problem is and taking what the Internal Revenue is saying and going ahead and paying them. However, what we do, once we assess everything, we know what the problem is. And then that kind of gives us an advantage to be able to talk with them, talk on their behalf with the Internal Revenue Service.
Bianca, what kinds of companies are you working with? What kinds of companies are you helping? And what kind of companies are you seeking to bring on?
We are open for business every day. So there's, you know, we don't have a specific preference. As I mentioned, you know, currently we've stepped into the genre of personal care homes and adult daycares. But I mean, restaurateurs, daycare, regular daycares, Fortune 500 companies, small businesses. We are a small business. However, there isn't any type of business that we are unable to handle. We are, you know, certified. We are knowledgeable. We are consistent with making sure that we seek the knowledge of the ever-changing laws and practices and bylaws and policies and procedures. And that's the main thing. You have to be knowledgeable. So we're definitely, we are totally open for business. We travel to meet our clients. Our consultations are, get this, can you believe it, 100% free.
Hey, there you go.
Free. Nothing tastes better than free. So we will come to you and we will sit and we will discuss the needs of your business. And we don't force feed you to take our services. The great thing about our services are they're a la carte. You can certainly pick which service we provide that's going to be best for you. We're not going to force feed you anything that you don't need. So if you don't need your taxes reviewed, we're not going to review them. If you just want us to run your payroll, that's what we want to do. We just want to do whatever is going to best assist you and help you to grow your company. Because not only are we on the grow, we want you to be able to grow as well.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes. Talking with Dwayne Bell and Bianca Crawford from ACC Business Services. You can find them on Facebook, ACC Business Services. Also find them on the web at accbusinessservices.com. Guys, I want to hear more about how you're getting prepared for the 2015 tax season coming up in a second. But first, let's switch gears and talk with our other guest, our third member of the panel today. That's Laura Vandewille, the owner of Young Rembrandts. And Laura, I understand this is a company that didn't even start in this area.
That's right. It started in Elgin, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. There is a professional artist named Betty Fetter, and she was our the vision behind Young Rembrandts. Betty is a professional artist. She also worked with young children at Montessori schools. When she had children of her own, all the neighbors were asking her to teach their children how to draw. So Betty started with 8 children around the kitchen table, showing the kids step by step how to draw. And eventually the program grew to 3,000 kids across Chicagoland. So obviously she had a lot of teachers working for her. And at that point, the company decided to franchise. So now they are in 30 states.
Wow.
Across the U.S. and international.
How has it been received here as you're talking to, and it's not just school districts, but whether it's daycare centers, after school programs, what's been the reaction that you've gotten?
That is a good question, and that's exactly why I'm here today.
Okay.
That's why I joined the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce as well. We don't have a lot of recognition, brand recognition, so I'm working on that. I have about 10, 12 schools that I work with. There's also a franchise that serves Gwinnett County and Forsyth, and then there's one in Cobb County. But we're all very new within a couple of years. So we're just trying to get the name out there and have parents recognize and say, oh, yeah, I want my kid to take art there or to learn to draw. And then we also want schools to know who we are.
So what's the pitch to the schools? Why is drawing important for kids?
Well, first of all, drawing is the foundation of all visual arts. So if you can draw, you can paint, you can sculpt. Drawing is also really important for the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math subjects. Drawing is the visual communication tool for anybody in those fields.
So where do you teach? Where do you do your work? Is there a studio or you just go into these different schools?
We go into the schools after school dismissal. We provide a one-hour drawing class to the students, and we work with classes as small as 7, 8, or even classes up to 90. So we also have we work in local parks and rec areas or departments. We have classes that we offer for Roswell Visual Arts, Brookhaven, and one more. And we also have a class at the Sproul Center in Dunwoody, and that's been a very popular class. It's on Sunday mornings, so it's somewhat of a studio where people come to us.
So this is a situation where it's not just, here, kids, have a pencil, let's start drawing. There is a method to what you're teaching them.
That's right. We use a step-by-step process where we show the kids exactly how to draw, and then we give them, we also teach them how to color. Every week we have a new lesson, and they're kid-friendly. We have a class that's just traditional drawing where we look at perspective, shading, still life sculpture, portraits, mm-hmm. Graphics. And then we also have a cartoon class, which is...
Now that must be popular.
It is. It's really fun. I teach that one on Sunday mornings. And then we also have a preschool class.
Okay. Yeah. So I've got a three-year-old. Maybe he's a little bit too young for this. You kind of start to aim at 4 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so four up until what age? And what kind of variation are you seeing among the ages when you talk about these different ages of kids?
Okay, 4 to 12, up to fifth grade. We actually can take 3.5-year-olds, but the skills that we're working on are a lot more basic.
Tell me a little bit about visual learning.
Okay, visual learning. There's three kinds of learning. There's auditory learners who learn through traditional lecture, writing on the chalkboard. Visual learners are people who need pictures. They need to see things three-dimensionally. And then there's kinesthetic learners who need hands-on. And, you know, they learn by using their bodies. Visual learning is people who, they are conceptual thinkers. They see the big picture. They are traditionally critical thinkers who bring the big ideas to the table. Albert Einstein was a visual learner.
Tell me a little bit about the people that you have working for you. What are you looking for in an employee that you're going to have working with these kids?
Okay. I'm looking for people that have experience working with children, people who also have a background in art. But right now, the classroom management skills are the most important. So we're also it's an ideal position for people who are retired teachers, moms who just want to work part-time when the kids are in school, and education majors.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today. Matt Holmes talking with Laura Vandewille of Young Rembrandts. Now, we were talking before the show. I swear to you, I can't draw. I don't have an artistic bone in my body. Can you accept that, or do you think that maybe there's something there?
Yes, we can start with where you're at. We have children who say, I can't draw. We show you step by step. And we believe that everyone is an artist and everyone can draw.
So what was it like to start your own local franchise? What was that process like? Did you have a business background?
No, I don't. As I said, I'm an education person. The best thing is that Young Rembrandts provides a lot of support. We went up there for training. They give us a fantastic technology system. In fact, we're just learning a new one right now. The background in marketing our business and, support as far as making everything high quality.
So when you talk about running your own business, and we'll jump back over to you, Duane, you're the CEO of ACC Business Services. What challenges do you face as someone who's running their own business?
Well, the biggest thing is, Matt, is once you get your accounting set up, a business owner need to know if they're not versed in accounting, then they need to hire someone that is versed in it. And believe it or not, a lot of times it's very affordable, especially with ACC. The prices are very affordable, and it's much, much less than hiring a full-time staff person. But it's very critical that you get that component, because a lot of times businesses make money, but they don't know where it's going. They don't see the bottom line. It never increases. It normally goes down because money is flying clear out the door because they don't have a clue where it's being spent, how it's being spent.
Households across the country have April 15th circled or maybe X through in their calendar, depending on what their situation is. And I think we all kind of look at that as, okay, here's tax day. But for a business like yours, Bianca, I mean, here we are July 24th. You probably are already looking ahead. We got 4 months left in the 2015 tax calendar, right?
You are 100% correct. And we are definitely in full throttle, full gear for the upcoming tax season. You have to be. We're getting our advertising and marketing packaging ready. You would just be surprised when it comes to our college students who are independent students, mm-hmm. who don't know that if you are an independent student that you automatically qualify for $1,000 to come back to you. And so I definitely want to be able to partner with a lot of colleges to be able to get on campus and let the students know so that they're not missing out on it. Because again, you're not going to get that call from the IRS that says, hey, we've
we got your money right here.
We got your money, honey. But no, so we definitely want to be able to just, you know, build strong partnerships. We also want to get into, you know, some of the areas of Georgia that are a little less traveled. We have clients, we've been traveling here recently back and forth to some really small towns, Midway, Georgia. It's about 4 hours away. Hinesville, Georgia, you know, heading towards Savannah. But those places are very remote locations. In fact, I don't even think they have a Sprint tower, but they have employees and they have people with W-2s who need to have their, you know, paperwork filed. And sometimes, I just want to be honest, for years and years and years, I went to some of the larger name tax companies, you know, one begins with an H. I'm not going to go farther than that. But, you know, I would look at my refund and I would say, I just don't seem to be getting the money back that I feel like I deserve. What is going on? And that's the thing about ACC. We maximize your tax return. We do everything within the arms of the law. We have, you know, great tax returns coming back for our clients. You know, we, again, like Dwayne said, he wants to do everything to make sure that nobody owes, you know, that we keep you out of the red, that we keep you in the black. And so this year I was able to see, you know, a sizable return. And I felt like, okay, you know, this makes sense. So definitely tax season, just being able to, you know, get out there and just go full throttle, letting people know that we are not only just filing tax returns, but we are maximizing your return. And we are making sure that no stone is left unturned, that whatever, if it's 2 cents hiding under there, is coming back to you.
Take me inside ACC during tax season. How crazy is it? How long are the hours that you guys are putting on behalf of your clients?
Well, I work normally from maybe 8 a.m. to probably about 9 at night. A lot of time.
He's a slave driver.
The thing is, because a lot of times you have clients that are coming in after hours. And then how it was set up for this year, I was the main one to have to review every taxes, all the tax return. However, going forward, we're going to have someone else to do to assist me with that as well. Because as we continue to grow, then I don't want to have to be there 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day, which I could because I like it. But my thing is to kind of just cut back on some of the hours. But us during tax season, we want to make sure that whatever time the client needs to come by, that someone is going to be available. So we have extended hours during tax season.
He's telling stories. He's not cutting back our time. And on top of it, we're going to set up remote locations. That's one thing that we're going to do this year.
That's an interesting idea.
We're going to set up remote locations. One thing that we had a lot of success with last year was being partnered with some of the Head Starts here in DeKalb County and Rockdale County. I think that my artist friend here is going to let me come in and set us up. I think you guys are going to let us come back to the radio station and set up.
We'll do whatever you need.
We are making plans. No, but to have that remote location.
We have taxes that we have to do too. So we may have you back.
Listen, when we leave here today, we're leaving with your business. We're not just leaving cards. We're acquiring customers today, clients, and we are going to do a bang up job so that you can go to our webpage and leave your testimonial about how awesome ACC Business Services is.
Now, it's not just bookkeeping. It's not just the accounting of tax season. What else is it that you're doing for your customers at ACC?
Well, we do a wide range of things. One thing that I mentioned was the business plan, because every business needs a business plan, whether you're going to get a loan or not. You need a roadmap of where you're going with your business. So having a business plan is very crucial as well. Now, the unfortunate thing, if someone ever have to file bankruptcy, we do bankruptcy preparation as well. I mean, we don't like to do that, but I mean, because you don't want anybody to have to file it. But if so, we provide that service as well. Now, one of our services that we don't provide directly, but we have a lot of communication with, is companies trying to get small business loans like funding. So we have companies that can help build the business credit, that can help you with your personal credit. So it's just another avenue that a person may not be ready to get that loan, but then too, if they follow the different programs of the associates that we have, then they will be ready to move on in a different direction as far as financially.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today and DeKalb Business Radio. Matt Holmes, just a couple minutes left in the show, and we'll kind of open it up to the full table. The three of us, Bianca and Laura, we met at a DeKalb Chamber of Commerce event the other day, and so obviously there's that networking aspect. But here in DeKalb County, I mean, it's a situation you could have opened your businesses anywhere. Why DeKalb County? What are some of the advantages? Laura, we'll start with you.
DeKalb County has a very large education system. We have 100,000 students in DeKalb County schools. My kids grew up here. They went through the schools as well, so I had some contacts.
Just a good place to do business, yeah. Kind of open it up. But yeah. You're also doing business in Fulton as well.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. We're just trying to branch out into Fulton. So okay. we've focused here on DeKalb County, and now we want to grow.
Okay, very good. Dwayne, Bianca, how about you guys?
Yeah, well, I've been a resident of DeKalb County maybe about 15 years. So I've had my business here. I try to shop here. And then I like a lot of expansion, restaurants that they're beginning to put in DeKalb County to keep the money in the county. So definitely, being a resident of DeKalb County, I definitely wanted my business in DeKalb County. Because if they're bringing more business in, then I need to have my business here. Also,
Laura, some ways that people can get a hold of you if there's a daycare center or an after school program that's hearing about this and maybe wants to find out more. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Email, social media, call me on the phone.
Okay, very good. And again, if you want to get in touch with her, Laura Vandewille, they are on Facebook. You got a big social media presence, facebook.com/YR Fulton DeKalb GA. You're on Twitter at L Vandewille. That's LVANDEWIELE. The website is youngrembrandts.com/North Fulton DeKalb. So certainly plenty of ways. You're on LinkedIn as well. So you've got all the bases covered.
Good.
That's good stuff. And Dwayne, how about for you and Bianca? If somebody needs some accounting services for their business, how do they get in touch with ACC Business Services?
Well, ACC Business Services is located at 2575 Snapfinger Road, Unit I in Decatur, Georgia, 30034. We can be reached in the office at 470-268-5955, or you can certainly call me on my personal phone, and that is 404-924-5850. Definitely would love to have you stop by the business. Call us. We are online at www.accbusinessservices.com. So you can definitely visit our webpage. We are also on social media. We would love to hear from you. Again, no business is too small. I definitely want to say, though, that we did meet the other day at the Chamber of Commerce event. I'm so excited for that platform. ACC has been putting out a platform as well. We host monthly business networking events.
Cool.
And they're at various locations. They are a great way, you know, for us to be able to partner with the community, because not only are clients looking for, you know, what we have to offer, but they're looking for other things as well. Like, we have clients that are small businesses, but they want to offer insurance mm-hmm. to their employees. So you may be looking for a supplemental like an Aflac, or you may be looking, so I need to know the Aflac man so that I can refer him, or the Aflac lady so that I can refer her. So we definitely want to, or just in casual conversation, one of my clients might say, I just moved here and, you know, my child is a lefty and they are brilliant and they know how to draw, and I'm looking for this awesome program. And, you know, then I can say, Ms. Vandewille, I have somebody for you. So we definitely encourage the community to be able to follow our networking events and be able to come out. We've, you know, been able to connect so many people, and we've been able to expand our business that way.
Awesome. Dwayne, Bianca, Laura, we appreciate you guys taking the time this afternoon.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You very
thank
much,
you for this
Matt.
Opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'll do it for another edition of DeKalb Business Today, the lunch hour. We'll see you back here next Friday morning at 10 a.m. Until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time on DeKalb Business Today.